Well, while the world packs up the Christmas decorations, recycles the Christmas cards, and goes into a massive spending spree over the Boxing Day sales, we still celebrate. For, like other major festivals in the church, as you know, Christmas is a season. It started on Christmas Day with the birth of the Christ child, and it continues for 12 days until Epiphany, when we remember the visit of the Magi to the young Jesus about 2 years after his birth. And while our readings continue to celebrate the birth of our Saviour, they move on to tell us more of those incredible days. Last Sunday, we left Mary pondering in her heart all that had happened around the birth of her baby. And like her, we were left wondering what his birth would bring. This year, because the day of the week on which Christmas falls, our lectionary would have us celebrate Epiphany today, giving us only 7 days of Christmas, not 12. But I've decided not to do this because if we truncate Christmas and the Christmas story, I think we risk leaving Jesus in the middle of a fairy story instead of the whole broken world into which he was born. Today, Isaiah continued to foretell with anticipation the day when the Lord would come for all to save his people. But there's a note in the reading today that we should heed. God's steadfast love for his people requires a response from us, that we are loyal to God. And although the reading from Hebrews celebrates the fact that Jesus was like us in every respect, that he was fully human, it too comes with a warning. Even as we still celebrate the child in the manger who comes from God, we understand that his humanity means he will be subject to suffering and to death. And the gospel reading is also fraught. This story is known as the slaughter of the innocents, and it's only been included in the Sunday lectionary in recent years. For a long time before that, it was one of those texts never to be read aloud in church, which is very sad, because those innocent babies deserve to be remembered whenever we are seduced into thinking that our own personal desires are more important than other people's lives. It is, however, a little convoluted because this gospel story, as I said, follows the arrival of the Magi, but we read their story next week. But you will remember that the Magi leave by another road after visiting Jesus because they had been warned by angels in a dream, and they didn't go back to report to Herod as he had asked them to. And this particular story today is very important to the Christmas story. First, it links this little family with the journey of the whole of the people of Israel, led by an earlier Joseph. They too would find refuge amongst strangers, a long way from home. Second, it contrasts one type of king, Herod, with another type of king, Jesus. Herod, who literally had the power of death over people, dies. Jesus, a newborn babe with no power, reliant on the care and protection of others, survives. Third, it continues the role of the angels in the Christmas story. Do you remember the story from Christmas Day, the angel who appeared to Joseph in a dream? Well, in the whole of the Christmas story, Joseph has 4 dreams with angels, and the Magi one. Each of them protects this little family from Herod and his son. Clearly, God is protecting Mary, Joseph, and Jesus and guiding them on a very significant journey. And finally, this reading shows us that right from the very beginning of Jesus' life on earth, there were people violently opposed to him, so opposed that it would ultimately lead to his death. So it continues our questioning about this babe whose birth was announced so dramatically with multitudes of angels and who then fled under God's guidance before he was old enough to do anything for himself. This reading makes us leave any sentimental fairy story Christmas we might have behind. It wasn't a Christmas card picture of cosy domesticity in a wooden stable. Within 2 years of Jesus' birth, he was a refugee fleeing for safety. A Palestinian refugee, no less. Now, the real Christmas can begin. The incarnation makes a radical claim that God came to earth and took on human flesh and lived with us in this world as we know it. Not in a Christmas card world, not in a fairy story world that we might like to build, but in this world which we experience right now. And he started this life as a refugee. One of the problems the religious leaders would have with Jesus later in his life was his insistence that he came for all people, known as Gentiles in those days, not just the nation of Israel. The Epiphany story next week tells us that right from the very beginning, the Gentiles would recognise him, represented by the Magi finding him through the stars. This week tells us that the Gentiles would shelter him in Egypt. At Christmas, we sing of the angels in the realms of glory, but we should also sing about God in the realms of life. Because from the very beginning, the realm of life included fear, flight, and hiding, murder and violence, grief and loss. It also held love and family and blessing. Jesus blessed all people when he came, you and me. He came to show us that God is with us, is amongst us in everything we do, in our homes, in our families, in our works, in our hobbies, in our worship and in our leisure. God is with us in our finances, in our suffering and in our love. That's the good news that we sing about at Christmas, that God cares for us and hasn't abandoned us. God chooses to bless us by offering us a new way to live. We believe the most human way to live, in loving community with others. But that good news will be layered with violence for all of Jesus' life, right to his death and resurrection, when God showed us he was greater than human violence. Just 1 week after Christmas Day, we read of the beginning of that violence. And when we pray for our persecuted sisters and brothers in the world today, we know that that violence continues. Our Isaiah reading declared that God became their saviour in all their distress. God became this saviour by entering our distress. God actually came to us, born as a human child, lived as a working person, laughed and loved and lived and died as a human. God knows our distress. God knows our life. And by Jesus' life and example, God offers us to know God. We won't live in a Christmas card fairy tale. We will live a real, hard human life. But through it all, we have the choice to live as a compassionate, loving human person who acknowledges the rights and worth of every other person on earth, who refuses to let innocent babies die for their own gain, who reaches out offering hope and blessing to others, who knows the world is in the hands of a loving, caring God. A real human life. To live knowing that God has shown us, no matter what we experience during our lives, God's love is greater and will overcome all. That, my friends, is the good news of Christmas, and it's much too big a story to tell in just one day.